Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Sign and Reality, Friday, March 6th. Our text is from Matthew chapter 26. While Jesus was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him." And he came up to Jesus at once and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and he kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you came to do." It must have been dark under those trees in spite of the full moon. Jesus stands waiting while his 11 disciples jump up, startled, confused, half awake, rubbing their eyes. Through the trees, a crowd is coming, carrying swords and clubs, probably torches too, and with them, Judas, who goes straight up to Jesus and greets him with a kiss. What was Judas thinking? That Jesus would try to avoid his own arrest in the darkness? Apparently so. Or why would he need a special way of identifying him for the guards? But Jesus never intended to run away. Judas had the sign of love, but Jesus had the reality. And for our sake, he would go through with it all. His arrest, suffering, death, and rising to life again on the third day. Because he loves us that much. We pray, "Lord, thank you for loving us so. Amen."